Ramara council members are still not sold on the divesting of a road allowance near an airport in the township. The Committee of the Whole recently discussed a report in which staff recommended selling a road allowance to the Irilia Rama Regional Airport, which wants to buy that piece of land so a new runway can be created. The matter was deferred in March because council wanted more information about potential environmental effects. At that time, Mayor Basil Clark said airport officials jumped the gun when trees were cut down on a large part of a wetland. Some of the work that had been undertaken on the site led the township and the county of Simcoe to issue stop work orders. During the recent committee meeting, council members felt they still didn't have the information they wanted in order to make an informed decision about whether to sell the unopened road allowance. When reading through this report, we basically haven't found out any of the answers that we wanted, said Deputy Mayor Joe Goff. He said he agreed with the sale in principle, as long as we get the assurances and see what environmental studies need to be put in place and the results of that. He also wanted the airport to reach out to the Lake St. John Cottagers and Homeowners Association and have that group considered a party of interest. Count. David Snutch wanted the wording to be more assertive. Rather than suggest consultation and environmental studies be completed, we should insist, he said. I'm not about to commit to anything until I've read the report. He wanted the motion to state the sale would be dependent on an environmental assessment being completed, that council be satisfied with it, and that airport officials immediately hold a meeting with residents to explain the project plans. Snutch later suggested the township consider leasing the land, with conditions that could include the prohibition of cutting down additional trees. There's all sorts of things that we can do to get more of a cooperation going here, including having the residents at least be able to speak directly to the airport and say, you know, we could get along a lot better if you listen to these concerns, he said. The township needs to ensure any work on the site won't result in additional flooding in an area that is already hit hard every year, he added. While Clark praised the airport and its contributions to the community, he agreed there are unanswered questions. We want to see the results of those studies prior to the transfer of the land. The natural area protection needs to be established, where it is exactly, he said. I don't have an issue selling the land. I just want to know exactly what we're selling because if studies show that it is natural area protection, then he cannot build the runway on it, period, because it's protected land. The committee passed a motion stating the township would consider selling the road allowance to the airport pending reports concerning the natural area protection and the location of the high watermark. It also included stipulations that a meeting be held with local residents and that an environmental assessment be completed to council satisfaction.